Nancy Pearl joins us, the vigilante librarian. Good to see you, Nancy. I was talking to Ivan Doig earlier this week, and he talked about his character in a couple of books, in his latest book, A Vigilante Librarian.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd call you that.
Sounds good.
It does. Doesn't it sound good? You sound like a superhero, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely. And all librarians are superheroes.
There you go. All librarians are superheroes. You're the only one that wears a mask.
Yeah, right.
We did ask some folks on Facebook, on KUOW Steve, what they're reading, and you have some suggestions for a couple of folks, but you also have a couple of books you were looking at.
I do, and one of the books is just a fabulous, you know, it's almost November's time to start thinking about the holidays, but there are birthdays all year round, and I have a perfect, just a wonderful, wonderful choice for teens. You know, I would say teens, 14 and up. Is what I'm saying, is what I'm thinking for this book. It's by a young woman from Portland whose name is Carrie Luna, and it's Carrie with a K. I make that point especially because there is another writer in Portland who has also just published a book whose name is Carrie Luna.
No way.
Way.
Two writers in Portland, one with a C,
yep.
One with a K.
Yes, and I actually just met 10 minutes ago, this K, Carrie Luna. After Googling this morning, Carrie Luna, same person? Question mark. No, they're not. Yeah. So this is Carrie Luna's with a K, her first novel. It's called The Theory of Everything. And it's about a young woman named Sophia, whose father was a physicist at NYU. And he has disappeared from her life. And she really would like to find out, is desperate to find out what has happened to him. Now, the thing that's happening to Sophie these days is that very strange things are occurring. So people and things appear. And one of those things that appear is a panda named Walt, who becomes her shaman and helps her on this quest to find her father. So she's working with Walt, who nobody else can see but her, and his group of fellow pandas, and her real friend, a human friend named Finny, in trying to figure out what happened to her father. It just shows it's wildly inventive. And I think people especially who enjoy Libba Bray's Going Bovine, that kind of magic realism that is so wonderful, it's coming down now to the teen novel, will really, really, really enjoy Carrie Luna's The Theory of Everything.
K-A-R-I-L-U-N-A, Carrie Luna, Theory of Everything. Teen novelist and whimsicologist is what it says on her webpage.
Oh, nice. I was going to say, oh, Steve, that's good, whimsicologist.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Very nice.
And the other book?
The other book, you know, one of my favorite armchair travel writers is Sarah Wheeler, who did books about Antarctica and books about the Arctic. My favorite book of hers is called Travels in a Thin Country, when she goes around Chile. Well, Sarah Wheeler is now entering, depending on how old you are, either late middle age or early middle age, I think. And her new book is called Oh My America, Six Women and Their Second Acts in a New World. And it's both a group biography and a bit of memoir as well. The six women that she has chosen to talk about in this book are just fascinating to read about. One is Fanny Trollope, who Anthony Trollope's mother, who came to the United States and really just pretty much despised it. Fanny Kemble, the great actress from the British acting family, was one of the people who spoke out most strongly against the horror of slavery. Harriet Martineau, who is this very individualist social critic, very eccentric, a woman that I had never heard of, Rebecca Berland, Isabella Bird, another just wonderful Victorian traveler, and a niece of Jane Austen's named Catherine Hubbock. So you have a mixture of very well-known people, presumably well-known people like Fanny Kemble and Fanny Trollope. But then you have these unknown people, these women who over at the age of 50 and up really made new lives for themselves. And it's just it's just one of those books that reads so entertainingly, and you learn so much as you're going along.
So, Oh My America, she's following these women like herself,
yes,
who came to America. She also, she's a Brit.
Yes, right?
She has come, so
yes,
she's following their travels as they explored,
yes,
this new country.
So she's literally following their travels, looking at the maps, you know, recreating the maps that they used when they made their westward journeys, or Isabella Bird, and just the view of America that comes across in these women's works is one that we don't often want to acknowledge, in a way, you know, in the sense that de Tocqueville, I mean, de Tocqueville is really the final word on what America was
like.
See. But here's the distaff view, if you
yeah
will. And it's very, very, very interesting.
A view we need to be aware of.
Yes. Yes.
Oh My America, Second Acts in a New World, Sarah Wheeler. No H on
no
Sarah,
H, right,
in case you're looking for it. All right, so also we got a whole bunch of responses on the KOWC. So here's a couple we can do. So Judy Brandon said she's reading And the Mountains.
The Khaled Husseini.
Yeah, the Khaled Husseini book.
Yes.
Do you have a suggestion for her?
Well, I know that in Judy's comment she said that it was a wonderful love story. And so I wanted to suggest.
Right. And the Mountains Echoed.
And the Mountains Echoed. And I wanted to suggest two other books, both by, interestingly enough, African writers. And one is called The Memory of Love by Aminata Forna, which is set in Sierra Leone's Civil War. I interviewed.
That was a good book.
That was a fabulous book. And it's really a question of, in that book, the author asks you to consider, by looking at these two men and the woman that they both love, asks you to consider during a war, you have to make a choice between doing good and doing well. And how do you make that choice? And it's a love story. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful love story. So there's that one. And the other is another book that I've mentioned on the show several times now, Americana by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, which is also just a terrific love story as part of a larger commentary.
And another great writer.
And another great writer.
All right, and then also Vera wanted to know about something to follow up a series of mysteries. They're mysteries, right?
Yeah, the Flavia Deluce Mysteries by Alan Bradley. Great fun. You know, nothing is going to be exactly like them, but I think that what you want to find are those humorous mysteries, cozy mysteries with a tinge of humor. And I think the Chet and Bernie mysteries would do very well. One of the two main characters, I won't tell you which, is a dog.
Chet and Bernie.
Yes.
All right. Nancy Pearl, she tells us what to read for the weekend. I'm looking forward to some books I was going to read as well. We have a minute. I just wanted to say I've been looking at Len Dayton, and you said, there's some Len Dayton.
Yes, the wonderful Len Dayton trilogy, which has been put into one collection the last time I saw it, called Game, Set, and Match. It began with three different novels, Berlin Game, Mexico Set, London Match. And I remember when those were first came out, we had to wait 2 years. I mean, they're wonderful spy novels on a level with John le Carré.
That's great.
And you'll really enjoy them. So go for it.
Well, I always liked Harry Palmer. I remember that Michael Caine movie when he was being tortured and he had a nail in his hand to stop the pain, to use the pain to keep him from giving up the secrets. Ah, the Cold War. Such good old days.
I know. God gave us a lot of great fiction.
All right, Nancy, thank you.
You're welcome,
Steve. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
This is The Record.